Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thank you, Dave. I agree. Christopher Cross was my favourite out of those five classic 80s tunes as well. Pat@heart.co.uk if you want to say hi. Said he went to see him play live last week. Said his voice is still as sweet as it ever was. Same as it ever was. His UK tour continues. He's playing in Belfast tonight. Dublin tomorrow evening. Love the movie Arthur, nearly as much as the theme song. Fantastic. Okay, Footloose, I Think We're Alone Now, and Take On Me, which just happens to be my all-time favourite pop song, are all incoming. Hold tight for that. And James wants a tune for all the gooners he's been celebrating with since last Tuesday when Arsenal clinched the Premier League title. Not a problem. And congratulations. The same goes to Villa for winning the Europa League last Wednesday as well. My goodness, we're doing well, aren't we? Just the Champions League final to come now, this coming Saturday, which Arsenal could, of course, win as well. Then the World Cup is just around the corner. What a summer for footy fans, and we're your soundtrack right here. Heart 80s, Pat Sharp playing Billy Ocean. Bang, Holiday Monday in the sunshine. Flashdance was at the movies in 1983, a time when you didn't need to remortgage to buy the nachos or even a Kiora and Butterkiss. Add to that, Jennifer Beals, who was by far the best-looking welder I'd ever seen at the time. This is for Lorna and her hubby Richard. Thanks for checking out our show. If you're off with the kids from school this coming week for half term or the grandkids, the weather is generally looking rather fabulous for you. So enjoy every moment. Lap it up if you can. I've booked a slot for the girls who just want to have fun. So consider yourself front of house in the holiday sunshine with Cyndi Lauper playing next right here. Turns out the movie Michael has done better business at the cinemas than both the Queen and Elton biopics did when they were first released. Have you seen it yet? It's rated and recommended by all who have. By the way, who's the new Bond going to be? Considering Amazon owned the brand now, you'd have thought they would have delivered the name by now. Even without Prime. My only query is that because James Bond is actually dead, and that's no spoiler alert there because it's been 5 years since No Time to Die, so you must know that. How can there be an actual new James Bond at all? I mean, there could be a new 00. I reckon they're going to struggle to find a new spy with the same name as the last one, right? Coming up in just a moment, more of the feel-good 80s I know you love, including James Brown and Living in America and Booker Newbery III and Love Town for Bank Holiday Monday. Sunshine and tunes, we love it! Heart 80s. The long bank holiday weekend sounds best at Heart 80s when it's turned up nice and loud this afternoon. Make it the soundtrack to your sunny barbecue, if you be so kind. Now, we bought a fabulous bubble gun that blows out thousands of bubbles and lights up at night. So the grandkids are in for a treat later on when I get home. Well, I say they're in for a treat. I mean, they'll have to wrestle it out of my grasp first, but then if they get hold of it, they can definitely have a go. Here comes Madness and My Girl from Heart 80s.
My girl's mad at me.
Temptations and Treat Her Like a Lady. What a great song that is. I hope your leisure time is already in full swing for this fabulously warm bank holiday Monday. But if you are working and you're stuck inside, we'll keep you singing and smiling all afternoon long. And these amazing 80s feel-good memories continue after midday. Spandau and Gold and the Bee Gees with You Win Again on the way. Pat Sharp in for Simon. He's back tomorrow at breakfast with a big announcement.
This summer at Morrison's.
Aircheckdownloads.com.